presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim, with the aid of Captain Kennedy's crew of volunteers, rushed the stronger position of Thorson's guards, where they were holding Lil, Kitty, and Kolo prisoners, forced them to retire, and freed both the girls and the Hindu. They were able to get back to the schooner with no further difficulty. In the meantime, Big Tom can no longer stand the suspense of not seeing Bull Thorson. He breaks down the door of the library, and there, tied up like a stuffed bird, was Bull himself. None the worse for wear, but beside himself with rage at everybody and everything. He called the underground harbor and ordered the captain of the only submarine in at the time to find Captain Kennedy's schooner and destroy it with all on board. Some hours later, while Kennedy is at the wheel of his schooner, the submarine comes to the surface, not more than 1,000 yards away, and opened fire with its 3-inch deck gun, sending the first few shots screaming through the rigging to find the range.
How do you feel, Captain?
Oh, I'll be all right in a few minutes. That explosion knocked the wind out of me, that's all. Keep zigzagging that course, Jim. Hold her over. Oh, they might have the guns, but I bet we forgot more seamanship than they'll ever learn.
Right. Well, they're losing the range. That was a miss altogether.
Aye, what did I tell you, the dirty murderers? They can't even shoot straight. If I had that gun, they'd be walking into Davy Jones' locker right now.
It's the big mast, Captain.
Well, it can't be helped. It was just a lucky hit, that's all. All hands, stand by to clear wreckage. Come on, boys, get to it now. Get to it.
Captain.
Yes, what is it?
Captain, I think maybe we should try to get the wounded into a lifeboat and try to get it over the side before they're smashed, too.
Go ahead, Jim. You try it. I'll take the wheel. We ain't got much chance now, but by gad, we're still alive and can try. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Jim.
Yes?
Now we are in the soup. That shot must have carried away the rudder. At least the helm swings like a rag in a breeze.
Well, now we've got to abandon ship.
Yes, Jim, there's no choice now. Right. Now we're really at their mercy. All hands, stand by to abandon ship.
All hands, stand by to abandon ship. All hands, stand by.
You might have to change that last order, Captain.
Why? What's up?
Well, I've been watching that sub since you took the wheel.
Yeah?
It looks to me as though they're getting ready to stow the gun.
Sure to come alongside and slip a torpedo into our ribs. It's easier shooting a fish in a bathtub.
Maybe not, Captain. They're working like beavers over there. And two of them are scanning the skies with glasses all the time.
Oh, we couldn't get a break like that twice. That a patrol plane would just come by here now.
Well, I wouldn't say no, Captain. There's a big air patrol force covering these waters.
Captain! Captain,
yeah.
Kennedy.
What is it?
The shell that struck the mast has killed one man and wounded four and started a fire amidships in hole number 3. We'll have to start the big pumps and flood the compartment.
Well, what are you waiting for? Get about it.
Aye, sir. I've already started them.
Say, Mr. Johnson, keep after that fire. Hold the order to abandon ship till further word from me.
Right, sir. All hands to fire station. Hole 3 is ablaze.
Well, something's interfering with the target practice of our friends, Captain.
Yeah?
They've quit. Well, the gun is being lashed to the deck and the muzzle plugged.
Oh, I hear it now, Jim. It is a plane. Must be one of ours. Thanks be to God. May he have mercy on the souls of those murderers.
Boy, oh boy, Captain. I've given up all hope of any kind of rescue from this situation. So one-sided.
Well, so had I, Jim. I was just whistling to keep up my courage, too.
Well, let's see what the crew are doing with the fire.
Sure. What am I holding on to this wheel for? It's as useless as a second tail on a dog.
Captain!
What's that?
We've almost got it under control. The gunfire stopped, sir. What's happened?
Well, don't you hear that, man? It's a plane. A good U.S. plane. Now they're scampering like the rats they are. Huh. Look at that submarine dive.
Then I can cancel the order to abandon ship?
We'll sail her as long as she'll stay afloat.
Ahoy there! What's the trouble?
Jim Bradley is on his way out in a small boat to tell you the whole story.
Who made the attack on you? For what reason?
Unknown sub, flying no flag. We were attacked without any kind of warning.
All right, fellows. Stow oars. I can make it from here.
Come aboard. That's the step up in the float there. Now, come on. Up you come. That's it.
Thank you, sir. I'm Jim Bradley, Lieutenant...
Foley, sir.
Well, I've been on a secret mission of investigation for some months now, known only to the high Navy officials and the Army intelligence. Just about the time I got the information they wanted, the powers were fighting. Almost got me with that sub.
Who can it belong to?
Well, that's what I came down here to find out. Now I know. And furthermore, I know just where their secret base is. Could you get a radio message through for me?
I'll do better than that. I'll fly you to my ship. We can make it in a few minutes, and you can tell the story to the old man. Not that I don't believe it, Bradley, but you know how important regulations are.
Well, that would suit me fine.
Say, Johnson.
Aye, sir.
Tell Captain Kennedy I'm going back to the cruiser Providence with Lieutenant Foley. I'll be in touch with him soon. So long.
Goodbye, sir. Good luck.
A short time later, Jim has just finished telling his weird story of mishap and adventure to the cruiser's commander, Captain Durkin.
Well, Mr. Bradley, you've had some unusual experiences getting that information, but I suppose that's the only way the Navy Department could find out about these fifth columnists.
I've got them dead to rights, sir. And if I might suggest it, a company of Marines could sort of police that island up in a day. I don't know what the regulations are, but I'd certainly like to go along.
Well, you can have your company of Marines, and suppose we look up the regulations after this job is finished. That should be soon enough.
I'll never be able to thank you enough, Captain.
Thank me? Why, this is the best news we've had in a year of patrolling. In the meantime, I'll send out a bomber to find that submarine.
Well, by now, I'll bet it's entering its underground harbor on Thorson's Island.
Well, we'll just make sure. Is Kennedy's ship seaworthy in the meantime? No danger there, is there?
Well, it's been hit three or four times, but I don't think it's in any danger of sinking.
Oh, fine. I'll draft the order for the landing party, and suppose you rest for a while. You'll probably need it.
Thank you, Captain. I will.
Over on the island, Thorson and Big Tom are anxiously waiting word from the submarine sent out to get Jim and everyone else aboard Kennedy's schooner.
Now, there's no use getting a heebie-jeebie sitting around here.
What else can you do but wait? That sub should have been back here by now. The gunfire stopped an hour ago.
There's no doubt about him finding it.
He found it all right, but where is he? Why does he keep me waiting? Hello?
This is the control tower, Bull. The sub's just returned.
Good, Bill. Send Captain Shantz right up here at once.
Say, I thought you'd like to know that a light cruiser, U.S. Navy, has just come over the horizon, headed this way from the east.
What? Why didn't you tell me that before?
Couldn't identify it for sure till just a moment ago.
All right, keep me posted. Call every guard post and send everyone up here as soon as you can get them, that's all.
What's the matter, Bull?
The Navy. U.S. cruiser bearing down on the harbor.
They followed the sub?
No, but they're on the other side of the island.
Oh, we got to get out of here, boss.
We're going to do nothing of the kind.
Are you crazy? You're going to fight the Navy?
This island is not owned by the U.S., and they have no more right on it than any other invader. So they'll get the same treatment. Lead and high explosive shells, plenty of them.
I hope you know what you're doing, boy.
I've known up to now, haven't I?
Well, yes, in most ways.
Shut up, then. Get those natives up here pronto. Mount the 50-caliber rapid-fire guns along the parapet wall. Set one at every opening.
Okay, boss.
And mount the light machine guns on the outer wall. You take care of that while I get that spare 3-inch gun from the underground storeroom.
Okay, boss.
Hello?
That tub is headed straight for here, Bull. And at the rate she's traveling, should make the harbor in less than an hour. Just launched a plane from a catapult, too.
Let them come. I'll let them know who's boss of this place. You meet me down the underground harbor at once. I've got a big job for you, Bill.
Right away, boss.
Well, what are you waiting for? Get going.
I was just wondering, boss, if it gets too hot, how are we going to get away?
What a suspicious guy you are, Tom. When the time comes for a getaway, I'll know it and I'll know what to do. Now you get going.
Okay, boss.
When I do leave here, I leave alone. Oh, those guys would like to know that.
Here I am, boss. What are we going to do?
Mount that 3-inch gun on the head of the cliff overlooking the beach. There's a bunch of natives on the way down to help, so you take charge and get plenty of ammunition up there with it.
Sure, boss, but do you think we can get away with this?
Who's going to stop us?
Well, I've heard things about those Marines.
Forget them. They got no right here, and I mean to keep them off. You hear me?
Sure, sure, boss, sure.
The landing party under hard-boiled Captain Swain of the Marine Corps is approaching the beach of Thorson's Island, directed by Jungle Jim.
There's an advantageous spot, Captain. The beach is a gradual slope. Not much surf, and those trees run right down to the shore for cover.
Head for that clump of trees, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
How many armed guards do they have, Bradley?
Oh, I'd say about 200 men armed with Springfields.
Yeah, we got 60 with Garin, so we're 2-1 better than they are.
I've seen a few Tommy guns around, but not many.
Oh, good. I hope they know something about fighting. We've been wasting ammunition on target practice for a year now. Sergeant, signal those other two boats to follow us and land alongside. Full speed ahead for the run up on the beach. Scout Bradley. You didn't tell me they had artillery. That was a direct hit on the number two boat.
Don't worry, Chief, Captain. They didn't have them when I left here.
All right, keep out of my way. Lay some smoke shells around that battery. It's mounted right in front of the big house.
Come on, then, follow me. Follow the number
quick. Guards hold the advantage they seem to have over the landing party. What is Bull's next move? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.